After I got married, one of our first Shabbos at home, I was making Havdalah, and then after I drank from the wine, I said to my wife, would you like to drink the rest of the wine? She said, no, I don't want to grow a beard. And I had no idea what she was talking about. It turns out that in seminaries, they scare girls away from drinking Havdalah wine by telling them that they're going to grow a beard if they drink the Havdalah wine. So I just wanted to discuss today a little bit the halachos of a woman saying Havdalah. More commonly, I'm asked the shayla, if a woman is, let's say, in the hospital or something, can she be Yotze Havdalah over the phone? Because we know that a woman's not allowed to make her own Havdalah. Where does that come from? Why can't a woman make her own Havdalah? So basically, there's a machlokes rishonim whether the mitzvah of Havdalah, even for men, is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the pasuk has to be Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the same pasuk that's Mechayev Kiddush. The Rambam writes in Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Shabbos that we have a chiv to be Mekadesh Shabbos both B'Knisaso and B'Yitziaso, when Shabbos is on its way in and when Shabbos is on its way out. And therefore, the mitzvah of Havdalah is part of that same mitzvah Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So says Shulchan Aruch Harav, if that is what the mitzvah of Havdalah is, a din d'oraisa, a part of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, so the Gemara in Brach Stav Chav, Shavuos Stav Chav tells us that kol sheyeshno b'shamer yeshno b'zachar, anyone who's not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos is chayiv in zachar yom Shabbos kadsho. So mele women would be chayiv in avdalah. So that's the sheet of Rav Rishonim, that women are chayavos in avdalah because it's part of the mitzvah of zechira Shabbos. Kol sheyeshno b'shamer yeshno b'zachar. However, there is a shita that women are only chayiv midrabbanan in avdalah. Why would they only be chayiv midrabbanan? They hold that zachar yom Shabbos kadsho is only a din in kiddush. It's not a din in avdalah. If that's the case, then avdalah is an independent mitzvah sasei shazman grama, like any other mitzvah shazman grama, and women are pturos from mitzvah shazman grama. So a woman would be pater from avdalah. It's just the Meiri writes that even if you say it's a mitzvah drabanan, there's still room to argue that women would be chayiv, because you could say that it's a mitzvah drabanan that's included under the general rubric, the general category of zachar yom Shabbos kadsho. It's a drabanan within zachar yom Shabbos kadsho. Mela called tikkun rabban kendar raisa tiknum. It would follow the same rules as kiddush, and women would be chayiv. So there's certainly, if it's d'oraisa, women are definitely chayiv. If it's rabbanan, there's room to argue. Maybe they'd be potter, maybe they'd be chayiv. So how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch and some Reish Sadivav Sivches paskins that women. First, Stami writes Nashim chayavus ba'avdalah, k'shem shechayavus bekiddush. Women are chayiv in avdalah the same way the chayiv in kiddush. But then he says v'yesh mishacholik, and there are some that argue. Generally speaking, when you have a stam and then yesh mishacholik, we pass like the stam. So women are chayavus in avdalah. But then the Rama adds al kein lo yavdilu liatzman rak yishmu avdalah min anashim, because there is a shita that holds that they're pata from avdalah, they shouldn't make their own avdalah. They should. It's better for them to just hear avdalah from somebody else, because al hatsad that they're pater, it's going to be a brach levatala for them to make their own avdalah. So better for them to hear the avdalah from somebody else. Pash pshar in that Rama is that the Rama agrees with the psak of the mechaber that women are really chayavos, but al tzad yoser tov, we try to be makbid that they should hear from men. What if there is no man that they could hear from? Pash pshar in the Rama is, and the way the rov minyan or binyan of post can assume, is that a woman should then make avdalah for herself. There is a minority view. I saw Rav Harfness quotes in Ishma Shabbos from Moshe Aryeh Freund that held that no, b'chol mikra, a woman can never, ever, ever make her own Avdalah. Better not say Avdalah at all than to make her own Avdalah. But generally speaking, that's not assumed to be the Shita of the Rama. We assume the Rama agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that their maker didn't the Chayavos. Just outside of Yosetov, we advise that they shouldn't say their own Avdalah. Now, the question is, though, the Rama himself holds, if a woman takes a little vinesrog, she makes a bracha, even though she's definitely pater. A woman sits in sukkah, she makes a bracha, even though she's definitely pater. We pass on like the Balei Tosfos, not like the Rambam, that a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's pater from. So even al tzad that she's pater from Avdalah, why does the Rama say, better for her not to say it? Why not? The Rama, l'shitaso, should say that she should be able to say it, to say the bracha of Avdalah. It's not going to be bracha of Avdalah. We pass on Ashkenazim paskin that women are allowed to make brachos, even on mitzvahs that their pater from. So the Taz suggests that no, that's only when the etzem a mitzvah is really a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and a woman's going to volunteer to do it, so then she can make a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama. But when the etzem a mitzvah is only mitzvah d'rabanan, even for men, then she shouldn't be able to volunteer it. Very, very difficult. It doesn't seem that that's the way we assume at all. Women not only make brachas and dalad minim on the first day of Yantiv, they also make brachas and dalad minim the rest of the days when it's only d'rabanan outside of Mikdash. Women always volunteer brachos on mitzvah shazman grama, even midrabbanan. Very difficult task to understand. Magen Avraham says a different word. Magen Avraham says that whenever the mitzvah is bedibor alone, whenever it's only with words, then a woman's not allowed to volunteer a bracha. But when there's a Maisa mitzvah, then a woman can make that, that's separate from the bracha, then a woman can make a bracha on that Maisa mitzvah. So taking Dalad Minim is a Maisa mitzvah, sitting in Sukkah is a Maisa mitzvah. So that a woman can make a bracha on such mitzvahs. But when it's just words, so like Havdalah, you're just saying Havdalah, so there's no Maisa involved, so then a woman's not allowed to volunteer the bracha. Now, he doesn't just mean that anything that's words, women don't say the bracha on, because women say a bracha on Hallel, women say a bracha on Sfiras. Well, there's a discussion about Sfiras Omer, at least in Magen Avraham, Tav Peites says that women were makabel to count Sfira with a bracha. They do say a bracha on Sfiras Omer, according to some poskim at least. Prima Gadim holds that Birchas Kriyashma is not a din in tefillah, it's a din in Kriyashma only, and women say bracha on that. So it's, even though all these things are only done with words, so probably what Magen Avraham really means to say is that whenever the bracha itself is the mitzvah, women are not allowed to volunteer the mitzvah. But when there's a mitzvah independent of the bracha, there's a bracha, and then the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah is just words, then women may volunteer the bracha. That's probably what he holds. You have to give a svara for that. Why should that be the case? That if the bracha is the mitzvah, they're not allowed to volunteer it. So a fellow in my shul told me last night, Sam Levine, said he thought that the vart was that Rabbeinu Tam deals with the problem, how can women ever make a bracha mitzvah shasman grama? How could they ever say vitzivanu? So elamai, vitzivanu is globally, it's klal Yisrael. But part of the nusach bracha is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa vitzivanu, which is definitely shaykh to them. That's a definite statement of truth. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa and vitzivanu of klal Yisrael. So he thought that that was the matir for the bracha, that they're saying asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa, that that's the matir for the entire rest of the nusach of the bracha. But if there is no asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa vitzivanu, you're just saying mavdim kol shchol and something they're not chayiv in, so that they wouldn't be allowed to do, because there's no fundamental statement of kiddushanu b'mitzvosa. I'm not sure. You have to say some sort of svar. Maybe you first need a kiyum mitzvah to be matir saying a bracha. But if the bracha itself is the mitzvah, you don't have any kiyum mitzvah, it's matir saying the bracha. Whatever, you have to come up with something. Third possibility of why women are not allowed to say it, according to the Ramah, Magen Avraham in Tav Chavav by Kiddush Levana says that women don't say Kiddush Levana because they're the ones that cause the Pagama Levana, so it's sort of like a sore topic for them. So when the Sefer told the Shmuel, Rav Harfenis quotes in Nishma Shabbos, in the end of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, he suggests that the same may be true about Avdalah, that women cause the need to be Mavdil bin Kodesh L'chol by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, which kept us out of a day of a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So that's why we have to be Mavdil in Shabbos L'chol. So it's sort of like a sore topic for them, so that's why they don't say it. The problem with that is that women are allowed to volunteer Kiddush Levana. There's no Isser. It's just they're knowing not to. But by Avdalah, it sounds like the Ramah is being makbid that they dafka shouldn't say it. So what about women drinking the Avdalah wine? So that which they say, that women grow a beard if they drink the Avdalah wine, I don't know of any source in Chazal or anywhere else where that appears. I saw in Maisa Ish, the Chazan Ish, they say, Chelakei, page Tzadi Gimel, that the Chazan Ish said that probably someone once said, Megadli Zakan drink the Avdalah wine. No one but Megadli Zakan drink. Megadli Zakan is another way of saying men. It's like the cleaner version of Mashtin Bekir or something like that. You know, you have... It's a way of saying a male as opposed to a female. An Adam, an Ish, a Benad. So they said Megadli Zakan. So it was mistranslated somewhere down the line. And someone said, oh, if you drink the Avdalah wine, so you can be Megadli Zakan. Okay, whatever. I don't know if someone just sent me an article. I didn't have a chance to read it. Someone wrote about the source of this minhag. I'm not sure if the source of this this Baba Maisa. But there is a Hakpada. Magen Avraham quotes in Reish Sadi Vav Sivkat and Dalet, in the name of Shlach Kadosh, that women are knowing not to drink Avdalah wine. Not that they grow beer, just not to drink the Avdalah wine. So where does that come from? Why should a woman not drink the Avdalah wine? So the Shlach HaKadosh himself says that it's a more Kabbalistic idea, that Chava was Muvdal from Adam through the drinking of wine, because the Eitz Hadas was wine. There are different shitas in the Gemara what the Eitz Hadas was, and of course every shita that you would ever imagine is there except for apples. No shita that holds that it was an apple. But anyway, let's say Pashas, it was wine, and therefore it was through the drinking of wine that Chava was Muvdal from Adam, so it created a Havdalah between them, and therefore Havdalah and wine is a lethal combination, something that Chava doesn't, that womankind doesn't want to remember, so they stay away from it. So it would turn out that if you make Havdalah Chamar Medina, it would be fine. It would also turn out that if you go out to dinner later that night and you have wine, that's also okay. It's just Dafka, Havdalah and wine, it's that lethal combination. The Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in his tshuvas in Simon Kofei suggests that since the Magen Avraham in Reish Tzadik Tes Tes Vav writes that women don't do malacha motzai Shabbos, so they should refrain from drinking wine as a reminder not to do malacha, that they should extend their Shabbos a little bit longer. Then it would be Chamar Medina also. Mishmura mentions a concern that there's only going to be a melo lugmav left of the wine, and it's going to lead to a safek bracha achrona. We should realize when we drink Avdala wine, we should drink enough to make a bracha achrona. And then we should taka make a bracha achrona on the Avdala wine. I was once at a wedding where the Masada Kiddushin gave the chassan to drink, and he took the cup and he gulped down the whole thing and he sat down right there and he made a bracha achrona. After the chuppah, everyone is ready to go. He sat down and made a bracha achrona. The Beis Meir says that since Havdalah is said standing and Birchas Yayin requires Kvius and Yeshiva to exempt somebody else, so therefore they're not Yotzi with the Birchas Yayin, but L'chora that would only explain why they're not allowed to drink it without making a bracha. But if they could just make a bracha, then it would be fine, L'chora, according to that. The Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes from Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, he rejects it, but he quotes from Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer in Har Tzvi in Or Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Dalid at the end of the Tshuva, that if women are pater from Avdalah, then the Amen that they recite after the Besamim, the bracha on the Besamim, the bracha on the Ner, and the bracha on Avdalah is going to be a hefsik. So al tzad that they're pater, it's going to be a hefsik, and therefore they can't be Yotze with the Bar Priya Gafin that was made by whoever is saying the Havdalah, and that's why they can't drink the wine. But again, begs the question, well, then let them just make their own bracha bar priya gafen and be yotze that way. But you could argue no, because if they're chayv navdal, they're having a mind to be yotze with the bar priya gafen, in which case this bar priya gafen is going to be a bracha levatala. So it could be that's what it's based on, that it's a suffic bracha, so you don't want to create a suffic bracha. That's why they're makbid not to drink, and then that would be true of chamar medina also, and it would not be true of wine that they're drinking later on at some dinner or something later that evening. It would only be dafka the havdala wine. I didn't find any source for what some people believe, that if you pour the Havdalah wine into a different cup, that she can then drink it from that cup. That I don't know of anywhere that says that. But the issue comes up, what if a little girl, I have a 3-year-old daughter, after we make Havdalah, because I try to make Havdalah and grape juice usually, because I'm often driving soon after Shabbos, and I don't hold my alcohol very well, so my daughter always says, I want some, so can you give a little girl, or should we follow this minhag? So if Harfenis writes in the Tshuva, for Tzdadim L'Hakel, for a little girl, for a young girl to drink. First of all, he says, we permit children to eat before Kiddush and Davening, because Ein Ma'anim Esaktanim. So certainly over here, where it's only a minhag, where it's not even a din, certainly Ein Ma'anim Esaktanim. Number two, he says, anything that relates to Kabbalah and Tikkunim, we don't really observe on behalf of Ketanim. And he said, with all the halachic explanations, at the end of the day, probably the reason women don't drink Havdalah wine is more Kabbalistic in nature. Kabbalistic customs you don't have to observe for Ketanim. Number three, he says, Kav Chaim quotes from the Shla Kadosh, that since the sin of the Etz Hadas was done with wine, so that's why Chava had the curse of getting Dam Nidus that separated her. That's the Havdalah that Adam and Chava were separated through Dam Nidus. So that's why she shouldn't drink the wine. So he said, maybe you could say that would only be for girls at an age where she gets Dam Nida. She doesn't get Dam Nida, then there's nothing wrong with her drinking the wine. It's not a sore topic for her. And the fourth possibility, let's sniff Lakula, he says, it's possible that the entire issue is only when a woman is married, because it has to do with the Havdalah, being moved out from Adam, but she doesn't have a husband anyway, so then it's not an issue of being moved out. So when you put all those together, it's very likely that for a young girl, for a katana, that there would be no problem with allowing her to drink from the Havdalah wine. So the minig is that women in general don't drink from Havdalah wine, but I don't think you have to worry about any beards. Okay.